now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Another spy show this week with Jason Whiten from the Spy by Blob making a clandestine appearance on the show. All is good in the world of lounge as I have a Bond story, a Sinatra story, and a vintage furniture story for you. Plus, swank advice on men's jackets. Let's kick off. New stuff now from Creepsotica, and this song is called Gopher on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Yeah, he likes to taste the wine. He likes to see the ladies looking so fine. Fine bourbon and lobster, my nightmare Sinatra. Pinochle in the bamboo rooms. We hit the sands for the big band tunes.
Lounge leader Coop Cooper with the Narco Lounge combo and My Night with Sinatra. What a cool night that would be. Another Spy special this week from Spy Vibe blogger Jason Whiten from spyvibe.blogspot.com as we check out the 10th victim.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. In this segment of the Spy Vibe Music Layer, we're looking at one of my all-time favorite movies, The Tenth Victim. I think it predated my introduction to James Bond. And when the movie finally made it to Blu-ray, I got to produce the stills and posters gallery, which was so awesome. The Tenth Victim was directed by Elio Petri in 1965 and was based on a sci-fi story by Robert Sheckley. The film starred Marcello Mastroianni and Ursula Andress, and centered on a future society where human aggression was channeled into an international hunt, and people alternated between hunter and victim. And as you might guess, the two stars in the movie were pitted against each other, but fell in love during the cat-and-mouse game. The movie has a cold quality that echoes its sci-fi plot, but the design was firmly rooted in mid-60s Eurospy. Mastroianni and Andress are seen driving around Rome in their E-Type Jag and Citroën DS, and they sport costumes inspired by Pierre Cardin and André Courrèges, who were just putting out space fashions when the movie was in production. Elio Petri worked with composer Piero Piccioni to score The Tenth Victim, and the soundtrack is filled with wonderful mid-60s vibe. Piccioni described it as futuristic jazz. And the theme song, Spiral Waltz, was my introduction to loungy Italian soundtracks with its emphasis on female scat-style vocals. Here's the great Italian singer, Mina. Thank you. we'll see you back here on the Spy Vibe Music Lair on Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Sei wie Tier ist 007 und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
With Spyfy's Secret Agent Man. It's Scoob Cooper with you. And do check out the Cocktail Nation magazine. You can find links via my website, cocktailnation.net. It's a free magazine. We update it a couple of times a week. It's online. And just simply check it out today with some of the best retro stories you're going to find, such as one on the Clifton James passing. He has died at the age of 96. Who was he? Well, you might remember him as the Southern Sheriff in a couple of James Bond films. But he was most proud of his stage work, I'm told. Got details of the petition to save the famous Frank Sinatra bungalow and portions of several historic sound mixing studios located on the Lot Studios in West Hollywood, which are scheduled for demolition late this month, so the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power can expand their power line footprint. Wouldn't it be fantastic if they managed to save this? Now, you're looking for a vintage dinette, but have trouble finding one, just sort of one you want? Well, how about this? You could order a new one made by the company using its original designs, produced from 1949 to 1959. The Acme Chrome Furniture Company was established in 1946 and celebrated 70 years of continuous business. And they're still making the same ones. How cool is that? Check out those stories online via the Cocktail Nation Lounge Live magazine. Links via the website cocktailnation.net. It's a Flipboard magazine and it's free. Here's Chet Baker now. And when lights are low, you can't see.
Thank you. Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
I stand at your gate, and the song that I sing is of moonlight. I stand and I wait for the touch of your hand in the June night. The roses are sighing, a moonlight serenade. The stars are aglow, and tonight how their light sets me dreaming. My love, do you know that your eyes are like stars brightly beaming? I bring you and I sing you a moonlight serenade. Let us stray till break of day, valley of dreams, just you and I, a summer sky, a heavenly breeze, kissing the trees. So don't let me wait, come to me tenderly in the June night. I stand at your gate and I sing you a song in the moonlight, a love song, my darling, a moonlight serenade.
Cocktail Nation, Lounge Leader Coop Cooper and Frank Sinatra, Moonlight Serenade. Congratulations to Phil Kaplan from Kansas and Helen McIntosh from the UK. Picked up the latest Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited album that we were giving away last week on the show. The new album is called Music from the Sixth Floor. If you haven't actually heard the interview that I did with Karen Simpson last week, do check it out. It was fascinating stuff. First interview ever by Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited. And speaking of, here they are with the song 35 Falcon Street.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Spoken! It's alive!
A lounging Lothario bachelor amongst all these young married women in suburbia. And yet somehow he pulls it off.
I think the reason he did that was because it was Bob Hope and he just had that suave thing. He could get away with it.
The Cocktail Nation.
You're heaps good on the radio. It's really cool, man.
It's one of the most exciting sounds in the world.
Love the space.
Now, you know, Jerry and I have been together for a long, long time. I remember the first time I met him. I was working by myself when a young boy came up to me and said,
"Need any help digging those ditches, mister?"
You are the boss. You're the man.
Broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
Hey, you do a wonderful thing. I can't say enough.
There's just nothing out there like it. It's lovely.
Cocktail Nation. broadcasting across the globe with Copper, this is the Cocktail Nation.
With Al Hurt and Music to Watch Girls By. In 1962, Al actually opened up his own nightclub on Bourbon Street, the French Quarter of New Orleans. And he ran that till 1983. Busy fella, he also became a minority owner in the NFL expansion of the New Orleans Saints in 1967. So it wasn't just music that he was good at. Abel Agrimus before that, and Cookies and Ice Cream. And Cy Zentner from Russia with Love.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
I've always wondered about this. There is a basic rule when it comes to buttoning up a suit jacket for men. Sometimes, always, and never. If you have a 3-button jacket, sometimes button the top one, always button the middle one, and never button the bottom one. Regardless of no matter what kind of suit you're wearing, the bottom button should never be buttoned up. For waistcoat, there's a similar rule. Always leave the bottom button open. And why is the big question? I've always thought this was very odd. Why would you put a button on a jacket and then not use it? Well, the answer goes back to a very, very fat king, King Edward the VII. He ruled from 1901 to 1910. It's often dismissed as myth, but it's actually 100% true and makes a lot of sense. So the story goes like this. When he was the Prince of Wales and suits became fashionable, the bad news for the king was that he became a little bit fat. Too fat, in fact, for his waistcoat, so he stopped buttoning the bottom button to make it fit better. And what did the sycophants in the British court do? In fact, something that spread to all the English colonies, they stopped buttoning their bottom buttons too. That's the stupid reason. Isn't it ridiculous? What a bunch of sycophants. Let's take a look at the World of Swank gig guide. Coming up May 18, Tiki Caliente. On right now, Danny Heller's exhibition. It's called Modern Leisure. It's in Los Angeles. And Tiki Oasis is coming up for August 10. A stack of events on the website. Check it out, Water Swank Gig Guide. That's where you'll find everything you need. Here's Leah Delaria and Cool.
a rocket in your pocket. Keep coolie cool, boy. Don't get hot, 'cause man, you got some high times ahead. Take it slow, and daddy-o, you can live it up and die in bed. Boy, boy, crazy boy, stay loose, boy. Breeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo schoolboy. Just play it cool, boy. Real does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo schoolboy. Just play it cool, boy. Real cool.
Disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all.
sound, it's so dark, even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no law. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.
Digue de Cocktail Nation 8 longe leader Coucou Père.
Gestures for me to come in.
Central Sydney. A man. A microphone. The Cocktail Nation.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day. I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't a heart left to pray. The night we called. Through the dark, root of an owl in the sky, send the voice song, no bluer was he. The moon went down, stars were gone. The sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day.
Down stars
sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it day.
Cocktail Nation with Diana Krall there, and the night that we called it a day. Nicole Whip before that, Cool and Indifferent. Julie London, No Moon at All. Next week on the show, going to catch up with Kramer. He's going to be stopping by to talk classic movies once again. I'm going to leave you with Barbara Wenin, Out of This World. Stay in.
You're clear out of this world. When I'm looking at you, I hear out of this world the music that no mortal ever knew. You are right out of a book, a fairy tale I read when I was so high. No night out of a book was more enchanted by a Lorelei than I. After waiting so long for the right time, after reaching so high for a star, all at once on a long and lonely night time, and despite time, here you are. I'd cry out of this world if you said we were through. Come on, let's fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two with you. La da 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 da. La 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 la. After waiting so long for the right time, after reaching so high for a star, all at once on a long and lonely night time, and despite time, here you are. I'd cry out of this world if you said we're through. Come on, let's fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two with you.